Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and a very warm welcome to St. Cattle's and St. Margaret's. We come together as the family of God to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. Today we stand at the beginning of Holy Week. This year, as we celebrate the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, the shadow of the cross lies upon us all as it hung over Jesus. The shadow of war in Europe and in the Holy Land continues. Economic hardship and uncertainty cast a shadow over the lives of many in our own country. Our hearts and prayers go out to all those who have been injured or who have been forced to leave their homes because of war in search of safety and refuge in other countries. And we pray for those for whom life is a daily struggle. Today we walk with Jesus into Jerusalem on the way of the cross. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love toward the human race sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh, and to suffer death upon the cross. Grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backwards. I gave my back to those who struck me, my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In response to Psalm 31. I trust in you, O Lord, for you are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye washes away my grief, my soul and body also. For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my misery, and my bones waste away. I trust in you, O Lord, for you are my God. I am the scorn of my adversaries, a horror to my neighbours, an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me. I trust in you, O Lord, for you are my God. I have passed out of mind like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel, for I hear the whispering of many, terror all around, as they plot to take my life. I trust in you, O Lord, for you are my God. But I trust in you, O Lord, I say you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. I trust in you, O Lord, for you are my God. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him, and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Mark. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again, "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole cohort, and they clothed him in a purple cloak, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak, and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, so that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he's calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." Then Jesus cried a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son." Jesus enters Jerusalem in triumph. The crowds are cheering and waving palms. But already the storm clouds are gathering. Matthew in his gospel tells us that those cheering were those who had travelled with Jesus, those who had witnessed his signs. The people of Jerusalem, on the other hand, were in turmoil. "Who is this?" they asked. Jesus was not universally welcomed into the holy city. The Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes were already looking for ways to rid themselves of him. It would not be long before the cheers would turn to jeers and calls for his death. As we walk with Jesus through the last week of his life on earth, we share his passion. We share the pain of the man who came to share our lives, the man who knows us all so intimately, who understands our hopes, our fears, our joys, and our anxieties. And we do so at a time when humanity is again nailing Jesus to the cross, as the brutality and barbarity of war rages across Europe, the Holy Land, the world. On the cross, Jesus is sharing the suffering of all those affected by war, those injured, those bereaved. those separated from their families, and those forced to flee their homes in search of a safe refuge. In the midst of our present trials, as we look up to the cross, we hear the quiet voice of the Saviour whispering, "Father, forgive them." Jesus, as he hangs on the cross, is praying for us and for all his people. This is the wonderful news of Holy Week, news which gives us a sure and certain hope that a new, better, more peaceful day will eventually dawn for us and for the world. The promise of the cross is that whenever we find ourselves, whatever dangers we find ourselves facing, Jesus is with us, praying for us. As we walk through Holy Week, it is a wonderful to remember that we do not pray alone. We pray as members of the body of Christ, the family of God. As the body of Christ, the communion of saints, we pray with Christ, our head, as he prays from the cross. And as we walk with Jesus this Holy Week, we remember all who are in any kind of need, among them those living with the horror of war, and those for whom life is a daily struggle. We carry each other in prayer, as Simon carried the cross for Jesus. His last week in Jerusalem was not easy for Jesus, and it will not be easy for many, both at home and around the world again this year. But supporting one another in prayer and walking with Jesus at our head, we will emerge with him from the present darkness into the light of the promised new life of Easter. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Andrew, our Archbishop, and Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, and for our own ministry area. That walking with Jesus, we may remain resolute in our faith at this time, and generous in our love of neighbour. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. We pray especially at this time for the people of Ukraine, the Yemen, and the Holy Land. As the crucified Christ shares the suffering of the world, may his resurrection bring peace and justice for all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. As we walk with Jesus in his passion, may we walk with our neighbours, supporting one another and reaching out to those in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they rest in the peace and joy of heaven, in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you humbled yourself in taking the form of a servant, and in obedience died on the cross for our salvation. Give us the mind to follow you and to proclaim you as Lord and King to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Just before our final blessing, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Getligare, for our service of home worship this morning. It's lovely to have you with us. And I do hope you'll be able to travel through Holy Week with us. There'll be special services online, services of home worship Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and again, of course, next Sunday. I hope very much you'll be able to join us. The Lord be with you. Christ crucified, draw you to himself, the sure ground of faith, the firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Cry, thy humble beast. Take, O God, thy power and reign.